firm but with little give. Yep, these are medium rare.
What if somebody wants theirs well done?
We ask them politely yet firmly to leave.
Meat hooker!
Stop the violator!
Yeah!
Episode 279, this is the barbecue edition, part two. Oh yeah, let's listen to that sizzle.
You hear that sizzle, baby? Oh yeah.
That's sounds so good. Throw that mic to the grill. We love barbecuing, we love drinking, and we're actually hanging out for the first time in over a year.
Hell yeah.
Because of COVID fucking crap. And yeah, I'm totally excited and getting wasted, and yeah, man. What can you say?
It's the barbecue edition, baby.
Oh, that sounds great. Don't burn the mic, though. This guy's going to burn the mic.
Got that sizzle drizzle, you know? It's all good, dog.
Oh, yeah. We love it, and we're hanging out in Sacramento on a Saturday night, and it's brilliant back here. Probably like 75 degrees in Cali. Cooking a giant tri-tip, cooking some random other shit in tinfoil.
Some corn. Some Yukon Gold potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Potatoes. This
some
guy's
asparagus. We're going to barbecue up some pineapple, y'all. for all you haters out there.
Oh, yeah, pineapple, that sounds brilliant. And, yeah, man, we're in SAC, we're drinking, and quite the night. I'm so happy to be here, and, yeah,
so good to have you here, man. I can't tell you how great it is to finally be here with you recording this show once again. It's like, I feel like, of all the other things, like, I'm so glad that we were able to keep this going throughout all this bullshit.
Oh, yeah, we got better with the pandemic, which is crazy.
I feel like, I don't know, man. I just feel like this is something that we're supposed to do. We're supposed to have a podcast. We're supposed, or a show. We're supposed
to
have.
I love putting it out. I like the creative outlet, and I love when it's like, just amazing, like talking shit about society.
Yeah, and like, I love,
some of them suck, you know, but,
well, and that's what makes it so much fun for us, because it's like, we're not beholden to anybody. We don't have any corporate sponsor. We don't have any bullshit. It's just two fucking dudes making a fucking podcast, grilling up some fucking meat. You know, we're doing our thing. It's Rhyme and Treason. We're here for you. So, if you like what you hear, let us know before I burn my fucking face off.
All right, we're going to play some more music, barbecue tracks. This is the Barbecue Edition Part 2. Rhyme.
And the sizzle of treason. Back to the grill again, the grill again. 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 Back to the grill again. Turtle never stands still. You need a posse the size of the Nazis to attack this. And you're more optimistic than the sounds of blackness. Flip rhymes to rip through the chest cavity. And I keep going and going just like an energizer battery. Flattery will get you nowhere unless it's the Daria. And then it gets you everywhere. Went to the flea market, was in my car parked. Beef like blunts, if you got it, then spark it. And with the fist of cup came the fist. And you joined Steven Seagal on them off a death hit list. Went back to the 70s and brothers got on grins. Cause they can step the sisters and say, slap me some skins, honey, dip. And take the squad to the TV. Hit it off, smoke a cig, watch a little TV. And if there ain't no pace, there's no show, I just chill and return. They kick them in the grill. Back to the grill again, the grill again. Back to the grill again, the grill again. The grill again. Back to the grill again, the grill again. Back we gonna try it like this though, bust the style while I do it. If you know it, then you knew it. If you knew it, then you knew it. If I catch a punk to it, I'ma drop the flavor fluid on his head. Yep, I flew it. And like Aretha Franklin, your mom's jumping to it. So, 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 where did you go? What do you know? So many people wanna be fly like Joe. G-I-E-I, lots and lots. And any rapper can top the red hop. Not R&B rips hip hop. Not MC Search is gonna flip flop. Not all my hoes look like Sasquatch. Not and a George Bush gets enough props. Well, anyway, I'ma slay, slay, lay. Pull a hoe around my way and make hook a souffle. Red hello, but top, I like to thank MC Search. Show your chill for making me part of history. Kicking him in the Vanessa, grill. Keep a check nine in my dresser. Lyrical professor, keep you under pressure. Mind like a computer, the inserter. Paragraphs of murder, the nightclub flirter. This is Nas, kid, you know how it runs. I'm waving automatic guns at nuns. Sticking up the preachers in the church. I'm a stone crook, serial killer who works by the phone book. For you, I got a lot to shoot, songs are here. My rhymes are hotter than a prostitute with gonorrhea. On the mic, I live a cavalry spill. It's like that, Joe. That jaw, kick him in the grill. Back to the grill again, the grill again. Back to the grill again. The chumps are breaks it out, he fakes, then he re-aches the band, he mix the verse, fix the search, kick him in the grill again, part two. Sequel of the dialect, the derelict, the murder licks, vanilla kicks to the climb on the crucifix. Coming around the mountain when it comes to several wrecking bumps. Digest the lyrics, then you suck on some crumbs. Crumbs with the energy from the lump suns. The lips you to the mixture to the friction, then you hum in. The door rings, yo, I'm coming to a theater near you. Get your popcorn and your brew and the Guinness style. Check the clock when I'm about, cause you are a blabber mouth, a blabber, it gets no better. Lyrics on a diet cause it gets no fatter. Like the Gwen to the Guthrie, jump to the bone to see what the searches with the verses. Word up, the illustrious, grab a dab a snapper fish. You want us to sell out your wish. My lips will never touch the circumference of a spliff. And if you see some coke or some still with some ill pill, you'll kick me in the grill grill. Back to the grill again, the grill again. Back to the grill again, the grill again. Back to the grill again. So get up and get down. Search will never stand still. So here's a true or false. Tell me if it's factable. You wanna kill the clan, shoot the fans at a tractable. Got crazy
game, so no one can stop me. But hey yo, I'm white. I guess my game is hockey or basketball, football, taking pates and poker. If honey dip got a money clip, I'm gonna stroke her. Wait a minute, chill, chill, can't swing. Cause my girl ain't my girl no more, now she got a ring. Respect my wisdom like I respect myself. Try to G, I'll put you in a tree just like the Keebler elves. You couldn't be the Mac if you had the car, the hat, the hoe, and your shit would still be out the back like a patio. Cause I saw you eating pig knuckles with Frankie Knuckles in a club called Chuckles, when they played belt buckles. God damn, your life is flimsy. Gave you enough respect but took it back cause I was stingy. So from the cons and pros to the pros and the cons, call me a motherfucker, I say yeah, I fucked your moms. Until she calls back, I'm gonna chill. Piece the red, I love a tone, tough rock, kick him in the grill.
Back to the grill again, the grill again. Back to the grill again, the grill again. Back to the grill again, the grill again. Back to the grill,
Virgil never stands still.
Back to the grill again, the grill again.
Sempre sto cazzo di telefono.
Ma stio porco risponde a sto telefono, eh?
Sto cazzo di telefono.
Boy, you ever heard some hell in your life? Hey, just fucking leave me alone, man. He's always busting my balls, man, when I'm rehearsing. You got no barbecue, I'm
coming. I'm coming to your barbecues, man, no more. I'm coming to your barbecues, man, no more.
I was half turtled and fully fresh. I ball a Johnny Walker out of whack barbecue. To top it off, huh? With blacks and booker chasers. Looked in my pocket, what? Lost my pay. Two MCs near the garage. One was rhyming, the other beatboxing. Both out of timing. A kid was following me with his rhyme book, huh? Showing me his toy verses. I told him they were bomb. Be strong, cause it's a jungle out there. I sat down and went right through the chair. I must be having a bad day. It's 20 past. Took my thongs off and stood on a piece of glass. Tripped over, burned my hand on the hot plate. Knocked the schooner of beer in the DJ's crate. Someone let off a firecracker and burn my head. Stuff your hip-hop barbecue, man, I'm out of here. I'm coming to your barbecues, man, no more. I'm coming to your barbecues, man, no more. I'm coming to your barbecues, man, no more. Don't wanna hear about that shit no more.
On my way out, there was two chicks in the front yard. Added ass trackies to hide their fat ass. I sucked my stomach in and tried to walk straight. If I don't score now, another night of masturbate. I'm out of this party anyway. My stomach hurts cause them steaks tasted like hay. Hello princess, what are you doing later on? Nothing much with you, unless you own a bomb. I got closer, it's either do or die. Visions of mad sex, I saw it in her eye. One recognized me, it's Mass MC. You bastard, you stole my purse when I was in Sydney. I'm not Mass, my name's MC Hijack. They both started throwing barrages of slaps.
Had a deeper shade of black under his eyes. Uppercuts all round, down for the count. Countdown, I'm knocking MCs off for the crown. I'm moving nothing but crowds, that's how I rock now. From the underground, I hit the surface when the pressure's on. I got mad can control. Oh shit, I hear the sound of the police patrol. Stick to what I know, headmaster of a class on my own. I'm known to steal the show, grab the mixer and the turns. We out to burn, jumping back fences to exit. Your best bet is not to invite Sydney's best. We running hardcore, Mass MC featuring Thorn. We ain't coming back to your barbecue no more. You'll get your mind off food, brother, and get your fucking fat ass over the fence.
Oh man, come on, just one more sausage and steaks and shit, man.
I'm coming to your barbecues, man, no more.
I don't want to come to your barbecues, man. Leave me in peace, man. Don't forget about this number, man. Forget about my mobile number. Leave me at home, man.
No more.
Every time I go to barbecues, I'm always getting bad luck, man. Don't ring me up. I don't want to know about that shit no more. Forget my mobile number, man. Forget it. I'm not coming to your barbecue, man.
Got a side of pork, got a side of chicken salad, got a jar of coleslaw. everybody, remain calm. I'm a professional. Quickly submerge the arm in mayonnaise.
This is Mr. Barbecue! Mr. Barbecue!
Hey, thanks a lot, Doc. My arm is feeling great. Oh, by the way, can you pass a mouth-watering pork rind? Okay, I think it's just about time for everybody's favorite pig's feet eating contest. Go! Well, it looks like it's last year's champion, Mrs. Brown. She's in the lead. No, it's Mr. Brown. Mrs. Brown. She's choking!
Ah! I'm Mr. Barbecue! I'm Mr. Barbecue! I'm Mr. Barbecue! Wheaties, man! Chicken fried pork steaks! Skillet bullets, chicken breast! Suspense and barbecue! Wow!
Mrs. Brown is fine, and now it's time to dine. Grab yourself a plate, the pork is really great. You know, you never can be too careful with those undercooked pork chops.
You could get some disease.
Or worse yet, you could get struck by lightning or drown in a kiddie pool. So don't be a fool. Be sure and take all the necessary precautions when having a barbecue.
This is Mr. Barbecue! Mr. Barbecue! I'm Mr. Barbecue! Yeah, Mr. Barbecue!
Big meeting tomorrow and I still can't sleep. I took sleeping pills and everything.
Relax, honey. I think I've got just the thing.
From the makers of Valtran and Similox comes America's number one sleeping aid, Ribs.
Hickory. Oh, wow.
Here's how it works. Once ingested, ribs go to work on your stomach, spreading barbecue sauce and greasy porkiness throughout, creating an age-old condition called the itis. You'll feel sluggish, drowsy, and should be asleep in a matter of minutes.
I said itis.
Side effects include laziness, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, barbecue stains, wild bowels, doo-doo smells worse, and mud.
Everybody's gone wobbling. A lot of beer. my barbecue shoes on. I'm going down to the house for sausage. I got my barbecue shoes on. I'm gonna put me a brat in a red hot foot long. Gonna smoke me a fatty brisket. I got my barbecue shoes on. Gonna smoke me a fatty brisket. I got my barbecue shoes on. Got my natural case. I've got the hogs on the run.
You know, kiddies, the
jazz is a word that seems to confuse everyone. A lot of people especially. But after all, it's only music. It falls in two categories. It's either good or it's bad. And to be good, it's got to come from the heart. So let's let the music talk. How about some music, fellas?
Episode 269 coming at you.
69
in. The barbecue edition part two. We're barbecuing in Gower's backyard. It's brilliant. He's brilliant. One of the baddest motherfuckers I've ever met. And we're hanging out for the first time in a year. And it's sad to say, like, I am so fucking pumped on it, man. Holy shit.
I don't know why you're sad to say that, because I'm fucking pumped on it too, brother. We got that whiskey Red Bull in the cup right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm not sad to say, but just like...
raging fire in the fire pit.
Lack of social interaction, you know? Like, who would ever think that would be a thing? And being it with one couple specifically who doesn't believe in the COVID and all that, and they don't give a fuck, and we love them, dude.
Yes, we do. And, you know, I think what I love... is that here we are. We're finally hanging out. We got the sizzle on the barbecue going.
Oh, yeah.
We got a raging fire in the fire pit going.
Awesome.
We got our lovely wives hanging out, conversing with each other.
Yeah.
Everybody here is vaccinated.
Yup. Vaxxed up.
Even the dog has his shots, you know? Isn't that right?
Little
DJ Finn.
Got.
Yeah, a little scaredy dog. That's right, folks.
Anyway, yeah, we're stoked, and I love barbecuing, and actually trying to build a brick barbecue in my backyard.
Ooh, like a real Santa Maria pit barbecue?
Yeah, I bought the Santa Maria stuff, and just having the time, and yeah.
Well, you know, you have a friend who is an engineer who's from Santa Maria, who could probably, like, send you the perfectly engineered sketch on how to build it.
Yeah, I might do that. And my other buddy I was just mentioning, who doesn't give a fuck about the COVID, the Republican bastard, Ian, he also has his own sketches that he's really stoked on it.
Otherwise known as RBI.
I don't want to steal his thunder.
Republican bastard Ian.
Yeah, I love
RBI. Can that be his new name? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but can that be his new nickname? His RBI?
Republican bastard Ian? I mean, come on.
Can it be RBI?
Either side is bullshit. We're fucking pawns in the game of the 1%.
Dude, anybody that wants to play extremism in their politics is a victim of extremist politics. Period, point blank, end of story.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Anyway, we're grilling it up for the barbecue edition part two.
Got that sizzle, baby.
Ah, love the barbecue noises.
Sizzle, sazzle,
yeah.
Sizzle, sazzle. Razzle, dazzle with the sizzle.
That is
sazzle.
Some delicious meat cooking right now. Tri tip, California style.
Can you smell that shit, motherfucker?
Oh, fucking sounds brilliant. I can't wait to hear it on my Bose Porsche amped up sound system.
I mean,. We should have, like, an OnlyFans page just for this right now.
Ah, yeah. They don't deserve it.
Dude, I'm gonna spread this meat wide open.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be if hot, you, it's gonna be hot this, pink in the middle.
You barely deserve it, so thanks for listening, I guess. But you have no idea the extreme. Oh, look at him just fondle that meat.
I mean, if you run...
Jostling the meat around like a... Original gangster.
If you run an OnlyFans page, please feel free to donate to Rhyme and Treason at rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com because clearly you make more money shaking your thing than we do saying ours.
All right, so here we go. More music, barbecue edition, part two.
You gotta love how Matador, whenever you don't know what to say or uncomfortable with the topic, you just immediately like, end the subject immediately.
That's right, and it served us well over the years. Anyway, here it comes. More music, rhyme.
And treason, bro.
Fake bong. He just ripped a
it was super
glass.
Fake, bro.
It was out of a glass.
You're welcome. That was my Red Bull audience. Vodka. I just bong hit vodka. How about that?
Vodka.
I love my barbecue. It's what Americans do. Pull up a chair, I get a beer for you. I love my barbecue. It's what Canadians do. Pull up a chair, I get a beer for you. Well, the tofu just might kill you, baby. I like to kill 'em and grill 'em, mama. It's protein that we seek. Suck on a guy, I love my barbecue. It's what Americans do. Pull up a chair, I get a beer for you. I love my barbecue. It's what the Germans do. Pull up a chair, I get a beer for you. Well, we got us some avocado, baby.
it's a busy. The sun is smiling.
Since you guys are clapping, can I get a clap, like a steady clap, like? Hey, piggy, 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 pig, pig. Hey, piggy, 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 pig, pig. Come here. Come here. Hey, piggy, 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 pig, pig. Hey, piggy, 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 pig, pig. Come here. Come here. All right, now.
Buck Zapper. Ooh, that was a big mama.
Thank you.
cows in the slaughterhouse yard. Gotta hit him in the head, gotta hit him real hard. First you gotta clean it, then the butcher cuts it up, throws it on a scale, throws an eyeball in a cup. Saw a big brave steer standing right over there, so I wrestled up a fire, cooked a medium rare. Barbecued his brisket, roasted his rump, fed my dogs with a brave steer's hump. Eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, do we have one here? Eat beef, eat beef, it's a mighty good food. It's a great A meal when I'm in the mood.
Episode 269, we're closing out the show. Barbecue edition.
Scaring the dog. What are you doing, Finn? DJ Finn, what are you doing?
Gower's got a tiny dog that's like, I think he's a Chihuahua something.
Corgi, cattle dog, Chihuahua, terrier mix.
A dog or
he's a full-on mutt.
Happened and then produced this weirdo.
So there's two different breeds that are like super high-end breeds. There is a Corgi Chihuahua that's very sought after. And then there's the Terrier Cattle Dog, which is also sought after. And I feel like it was those two dogs that bred
under the super guy. Some fucking sick piece of shit. Dog breeding fuck.
I don't know, but...
Yeah.
He's adorable. He's just sketchy as fuck, like a Chihuahua. Like, half of his brain is like, I'm a cattle dog. I'm gonna, like, herd things, and I'm gonna run trails. And then the other half of him is like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, I also have a cattle dog. Anyway, this was the barbecue edition, part two. And we love barbecuing. We completely support barbecuing. And keep killing animals and cooking them. I'm into that.
Yeah, I mean, grill it up, baby. It's what we do.
Especially
it's
endangered species.
The sizzle sazzle.
So good. Look at him jostle that meat. Oh, yeah. This guy's the king of jostling the meat, which I've never seen. Like, when I cook a tri-tip, I literally go inside, leave it on one side, go out, like, 20 minutes later, flip it over. This guy jostles it. Like, he fucking grabs some tongs. He jostles it around. And, like, look at it just cook. Like, man. DJ Gower, barbecue master.
You gotta get all sides, man. It's a thing. It's like, if you want a good quality tri-tip, you gotta get that nice crust all the way around that bitch. Give her a full coat. You know? Really crisp her up on the outside. Sear not just the fucking fat layer on the bottom, right? Don't just seal that cap, right? Which is great. You gotta leave it on the fat side for the slow cook part, right? But when you're searing her up and you're moving her around, like, you wanna make sure, like, you kiss all the sides of that bitch against the heat. Get a nice seal all the way around so you don't have ooze points, okay? You keep all that juice, all that flavor on the inside of that fucker.
Magical. All right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. That was a tutorial on...
It's like eating unicorn hearts.
Gower's amazing barbecue techniques. And is there a forehead component to the wellness of the steak, or am I, like, retarded?
Not a forehead component. The best component is actually the forefinger component. So in between your thumb and your forefinger and your pointer finger, if you touch closest to where they connect, that's well done. A little bit further away, that's medium well. Right in the center is medium. Medium rare, and then rare. So if you have full squishiness, you're in rare. A little bit of pushback, you're medium rare. If it feels a little bit firm, it's medium. if it has like, if it feels kind of hard, it's medium well, and if it's like solid, that's well done.
Excellent tutelage by Gower. And all right, here comes some more punk rock. I'm gonna play punk on this. Oh, I love this little noise. So money.
I'm gonna play Korean polka. Do you want Korean polka on the show?
I don't think I do. I'm gonna burn down on polka after our polka did you.
God, it's such a beautiful sound, isn't it?
All right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Here comes the music.
If you did.
Barbecue Edition, part two, Ron.
And a cornucopia of treason.
But over there in old Memphis, a dry rub rib is boss. The folks down in Georgia, they can't pick up their mind. You can give it to them sweet or spicy, and they'll say that tastes all right. And you might think the South Carolinians are just a little bit off. Would you believe their barbecue's yellow with a mustard sauce? Pork shoulder is the cut of choice in Mississippi. And they pride themselves on barbecue that's totally vinegary. In Louisiana, them Cajuns, they like to spice it up. They like to spice it up. This is our review. Barbecue in the Southern United States. And when my life is through, bury me in barbecue, but make sure it's vinegar based, cause you know that slows decay. And it's a style from our home state
of North Carolina. Hello.
Arkansas kind of like Georgia, a barbecue melts in pot. And when you ain't looking, them good old boys will make that barbecue hot.
Alabama's got the strangest thing I've seen in my barbecue days, cause their barbecue sauce is white, made out of mayonnaise.
And down in Texas, where the Longhorns steer roam free, they love to smoke their brisket, that's a big old slab of meat.
Review of barbecue in the Southern United States. And when my life is through, bury me in barbecue. People not from the South think barbecue means cookout, and that's something they're wrong about.
Barbecue is not a verb,
and barbecue is not a grill.
Barbecue is meat prepared in a very special way,
which varies depending on where you go.
That was our review of barbecue.
But I'm cutting the hell out of my gums on those damn shells. Even my buddy Larry says, don't eat red meat, man. It'll kill you. I said, listen here, stupid. You fry it for 5 minutes, it turns brown. Come on. Don't tell me how to cook my meat, or I'll sneak into your house in the middle of the night with some chocolate-covered cheesecake. I'll swirl it around on your forehead while you're sleeping. And then the next morning, all the dozy kids on your stupid street will call you Crazy Crazy Larry, Nutty Crazy, Chocolate-Covered Cheesecake, Swirl Forehead Larry. Anyone else want to fuck around? Yeah, Larry's all uptight. He's a vegetarian. We got any vegetarians grooving in the hot zone with Big Daddy Twister Curler tonight?